American Indian and Alaska Native youth have the highest suicide rate of any adolescents in the nation. They're 3.5 times more likely to kill themselves, according to the Indian Health Service. So senators on the Indian Affairs Committee have introduced legislation to combat the problem. The bill, called the Seventh Generation Promise, the Indian Youth Suicide Prevention Act of 2009, would increase access to mental health professionals through telemedicine and other tools. It would start a telemental health demonstration project and encourage those who serve Native youth to hire medical interns. Committee Chairman Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota is the Democratic sponsor. He called suicide a silent epidemic in Indian country.
It is especially tragic when it is a child, because that is someone whose life is in front of them and extinguished because of feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. And so what we're trying to think through is what causes all of this. We understand there that part of the roots reflect the difficulties of living in third world conditions.
Dorgan is co-sponsoring the bill with Republican Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is on the committee and plans to sign on as a co-sponsor. She says she's especially concerned about young Native men in Alaska. They commit suicide at a rate 5 times higher than girls. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee took testimony today on the problem of suicide. It heard from Indian Health Service Director Dr. Yvette Robidoux. She says there's simply not enough access to mental health services in Alaska Native villages and on Indian reservations.
I'm pleased that the legislation includes the telebehavioral health, the telemental health, because that is a way that we can increase access to psychiatric and psychological care through a network of resources using technology so that we could potentially provide 24/7 crisis care if needed.
Robidoux says she wants to see more American Indians and Alaska Natives going into the field of mental health and serving their communities. Dr. Dolores Bigfoot, a professor in child clinical psychology at the University of Oklahoma, shared her personal story.
My beautiful, precious son of 33 years died 10 months ago today. His death certificate does not say suicide. However, his self-harm behavior created a situation in which injury resulted in his death. The outcome was the same.
Bigfoot says there are thousands of young Alaska Native and American Indians whose deaths aren't counted as suicide, but still result from emotional pain.